Thank you. Is one way to save the earth from climate change impact. And using electric vehicle is one thing that people can do to help reducing carbon emission. Well, globally in 2019, there were about 7.2 million units of electric vehicles and about 350 million in China, US and European countries. But how exactly big is the impact of using electric vehicle to reduce carbon emission? Let's discuss this with Niamat Faisal on Voi Talk. Well, to talk about it through Zoom, we have Bapak Agus Jamil, the chairman of Muhammadiyah Climate Center. Pak Agus, how are you today?
Hi, thank you, Faisal. Thank you for having me this morning.
Okay, thank you for your time to join this interview, Pak Agus.
Thank you.
Okay, Pak Agus, before we talk more about the impact of climate change by using electric vehicle, I want to ask you firstly, Pak Agus, actually, do you also use electric vehicle, Pak Agus?
Not yet. We still have a traditional car, a conventional one, yeah. Not yet. Yeah, but okay.
Okay, maybe you have any plan maybe to use electric vehicle?
Okay, yes, maybe. Because at the moment the price is quite significant,
okay.
The what the government effort to have a subsidy things as the it will help people to have the kind of car. If we want to change from our conventional petrol fuel car into the EV car, that we need to think about it. Yeah.
Okay. So, Pak Agus, actually, how big is the impact of using electric vehicle in reducing carbon emission?
Okay, if we talk about the electric vehicle, then in the city there will be a big impact. It's quite a significant impact in the city that where people are driving EV cars, because it's reduced the amount of emission in the city.
Yes.
But to look at if we look at the broader in the holistic side, you have to think about the electric car in from the resources that we use for the car itself, which is we don't see it in a big city like the electricity itself, how it is generated. It will be really green if the electricity is generated from a green source. Yeah. But at the moment, Indonesia still have a 64% of the power generation is coal fire. So that's one thing. And then another thing that we need to look at on the supply side of the batteries, because we replace cars. Fuels, the fossil fuels with batteries, then we have to calculate properly and how does that impact the climate, the environment on the other side of the world. Which is, for example, Indonesia, our car, if it's using the batteries, then the batteries need a lot of metals, and the metals need a lot of mining. And the mining, is imported somewhere. So in that point is... we have to do the clean exploration and clean exploitation as well. In the city will be definitely green, clean, because you replace that. But on the other side, maybe we have to think about it also. Okay.
So you think, Pak Agus, city get much more impact than the people in the village?
Yes, that's why we talk about the climate justice. Yes, climate justice is not fair. It's only the cities that benefit the impact of the clean air. For for example, now Jakarta, we already have around 50,000, 52,000 electric cars out of 3.7 million cars that go around Jakarta. And that will increase, yeah. And then the bus, we have about 300 buses, electric bus that go around Jakarta. That's good, yeah. In Jakarta will be greener, will be clean, yeah, with the less there. But we have to be fair also to think about that. This is the it's the homework that we need to do. Okay.
Okay. So, what kind of policy that the government need, yeah, to be able to develop electric vehicle ecosystem, Pak Agus?
Yes, that the policy that affecting across the board. Yeah. So it's not just the, as I mentioned, it's the clean in the one part of the country, and then polluting in the other part of the country. It is that will be unfair. So the government, when they need to do it properly. I think it's like the research. We have a many research center. We have a green. They should have calculated that one. Yeah, and how much back? Yeah, of the change from this. Conventional cars to the traditional to the EV, yeah, which is cleaner in the city, but then we have also to consider the need to be green on the other side of the city, right, of the country too. Yeah.
Okay, Pak Agus, if we talk about, I can say the population maybe in the city of Jakarta or Bandung, Surabaya, and also many more, we know that they have also different population, Pak Agus, yes. So, do you think that this kind of policy that must also be considered by the government?
Yeah. Maybe we try the big city like Jakarta also first, which is have a big impact because we have more than 3 million cars in Jakarta. The objective is to get the clean air, the climate, the less emission, the less emission. Mm-hmm. So. I was thinking, like, if we spend more on the EV for the public transportation, for the electric bus. This is Jakarta now. At the moment, we have around 300 electric bus or the commuter lines like or LRT, things like that. Yeah, which one go, you can carry a lot of people. That reduce traffic and reduce the emission. That will be, need to consider more to have a public transportation based on the clean fuel like electric or gas, something like that.
So you mean it is also much better, Pak Agus? The people are expected to use public transportation. Do you think so?
Yes. I'm very keen to use the public transportation. Yeah. Now it's better than before. Yeah. Years ago. Now we have many options in Jakarta. Yeah. Like MRT, very nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's competitive to other countries. Yeah. I can say. Yeah.
Okay. So Pak Agus and also listener, before we continue this interview, let's listen to this song. listener, we continue our interview with Pak Agus related to this, reducing the impact of climate change by using electric vehicle. So, Pak Agus, actually, when is the right time to implement this policy so we can achieve the target of net zero emission by 2050, Pak Agus?
Yeah, 2050, 2060, that's our target, we have a net zero emission of carbon neutral. But for Indonesia, we have to be careful, I say. Of course, we want to have a nice, to reach that one. But to calculate the, as I mentioned, the climate justice, because this change, the big change, if you want to convert all to electric vehicle very quick, that will impacting climate. The emission on the other part of the island, and then so the economic impact, because you replace the car they already built with more than 50% local content, which is affecting the supply chains of more hundreds of local companies with maybe 100,000 or million of employment that need to be considered also. And also like that one, the supply of electricity at the moment, we have electricity supply 60% by coal-fired power generation, which is, this is important to think also, So you need to think not just on the demand side of the electricity, but also on the supply side. And then the supply side on the, batteries, for example.
Battery station?
Battery for the car. For the car. You don't need the petrol, but you need the battery.
Yes.
The battery is, I myself was in the energy industry, so now it's mining, in the mining, In the mine, you need to mine a lot of metals, and that needs a lot of energy. At the moment, for example, to change from the ore to metal, then to manufacture it, you need to smelter, and the smelter needs a lot of energy. At the moment, to burn that one, there's also need a lot of burning coal, for example. So green here, but it's not green there. That was need to be considered. So, if we want to accelerate to get the net zero emission, you have to think that factors also. You put it into the factors. It's not only, clean, nice here, but are you going to sacrifice on the other part of the island I mean, we are people, but from the climate center is the secret society, because we don't have any policy to influence the government policy, but the government policy should look at the across the board. That's what I think.
Okay, Pak Agus, we know that in China, I can say the battery of electric vehicle has also become a problem. This is also I can say like poisonous. The garbage of battery. I mean, so. What should the government do to have such this policy, Pak Agus, so that this can not also happen in Indonesia, Pak Agus?
True. That's what another thing, see? I was talking on the supply side. This is at the end of the battery. You still have to think that how to recycle this battery. The recycle battery, which is it's not as easy as destroying plastic, for example. Plastic waste. They are destroying a metal waste, electronic waste. It's not that easy, so it needs science and technology to do this. Are we ready for that one? We can have a lot of, but the electric cars. But electric cars battery is only 5 years. You need to replace with a new one, and then that will be pile up. You mentioned China. I also read about Australia. Australia has to think a lot how to do this waste, yeah, or it's become a pollution. Yeah, yeah. We have to think that one too. Okay, agree.
Okay. Pak Agus, in Indonesia, the users of electric vehicle, yeah, are not also much more when we see when we compare to the conventional car. So because of this, do you think that the government should give such policy so that the electric vehicle can be sold as cheaper as possible, Pak Agus?
Yeah. That's why I did. Of course, if it's cheaper, it's a bit it's nice for the public, yeah. But as I think, it's easy to calculate. I don't know. I don't have the figures here. You need to calculate the cost benefit analysis and that one, and how much the subsidy. Because if you have a subsidy and then you've got the acceleration. If the local manufacturing industry is not ready, yeah. And then it will be a big import thing, yeah, of the electric vehicle. It is different to like at the moment we have, a well-established supply chain for the automotive, normal automotive, which is that one is need to be converted to electric vehicle. But I don't know the exact solution, but I think the government needs to think that one too. Okay.
Okay, the last Pak Agus, maybe do you have any messages to the people regarding reducing climate change by using electric vehicle, Pak Agus?
Yeah, this is for everybody, including myself, to be advised on using a conventional vehicle. Mm-hmm. We have to be very cautious in what I call save the energy. Yeah, so we have to be efficient in using the energy. We don't spend more energy for something. I mean, if you want to drive now, we have a Google Map that help you to cut the cheapest. The shortest, the least the petrol thing. That's important. Yeah. That's a small thing. If it's possible, you drive with people, then you go there. Then if you can have a e-car. Vehicle, that's good. But at the moment, I noticed, yeah, the electric vehicle is in Jakarta, was what I say. It's not the first car. It's the second or third car for the people. Yeah. So it's not replacing the car, but it's still adding. Yeah. So, you need to think about that one too.
All right. Thank you very much, Pak Agus, for your time, and also hopefully that our effort in reducing carbon emission bring great result. Thank you, Pak Agus. Okay. Well, listener, keeping the earth clean from carbon emission is only a small part that people can do to help reducing climate change impact. And there are million other things that we can also do to reduce the carbon emissions. But the question is here. Do you want to take part of it? Yes, you have to. I am Ahmad Faisal. Join me again next week on Voice Talk.
Voice of Asia. berbagi, kadang ada kesal, benci dan caci maki, tapi kau tak pernah tergoda. Jadikan alasan dendam di hati.
Without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Sremulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City, towards Wonosari, and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Batu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Corner presents a traditional song from Central Sulawesi entitled Tope Tugu. The song Tope Tugu tells the story of the courage of the heroes and fighters in Palu, Central Sulawesi. The song is often played in various events in Central Sulawesi. Tope Tugu has also been performed several times abroad, such as at the 2017 Tong Tong Festival in the Netherlands and the 2018 Asiatica Film Festival in Rome, Italy. Well, listener, here is the song Tope Tugu by Hajar Bleh Big Band featuring Zaro Ananda. Enjoy!
Di stasiun kereta itu pukul 1. Kupacu sepeda motorku, jarum jam tak mau menunggu, maklum rindu. Traffic light aku lewati, lampu merah tak peduli, jalan terus. Di depan ada polantas, wajahnya begitu buas, tangkap aku. Tawar menawar harga pas tancapkan, sampai stasiun kereta pukul 1:30. Duduk aku menunggu, tanya loket dan penjaga, kereta tiba pukul berapa? Biasanya kereta terlambat 2 jam mungkin biasa. Stasiun kereta itu pukul 1. Kupacu sepeda motorku, jarum jam tak mau menunggu, maklum rindu. Renggulat aku lewati, lampu merah tak peduli, jalan terus. Di muka ada pelantas, wajahnya begitu buah, tangkap aku. Tawar menawar harga pas tancapkan, sampai stasiun kereta pukul 1:30. Duduk aku menunggu, tanya loket dan penjaga, kereta tiba pukul berapa? Biasanya kereta terlambat 2 jam, cerita lama. Sampai stasiun kereta pukul 1:30. Duduk aku menunggu, tanya loket dan penjaga, kereta tiba pukul berapa?
Voice of Indonesia.
Digital with New Look, with various collaborative content from various national programs, including live in-home broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music plays,
Indonesia.
Here is the news. Responding to public concerns over fuel quality in the wake of alleged corruption in oil import by Pertamina, Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Balilandia said that he will form a team to check fuel specifications. Bahlil on Wednesday said that the government will organize a team to check on to people that they buy fuel based on the right specifications and price. Concerning the purchase of RON 90 and RON 92, he underlined the importance of improving the arrangement of fuel import permits. The Ombudsman of Indonesia discussed the follow-up to bilateral cooperation with the Ombudsman of New Zealand in Jakarta. Deputy Chief of the Indonesian Ombudsman, Bobby Hamzar Raifanus, noted that one of the goals of the cooperation is to encourage good governance practices in Indonesia, given New Zealand's strong governance reputation. That's a newsline.